I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Haiti needs more international help and quickly. That's the message from a top United Nations official in Haiti this week to monitor efforts to contain the cholera epidemic there. It's the latest disaster in a year of disasters in Haiti, from the earthquake to floods caused by tropical storms. More on the cholera epidemic in a few minutes. First, though, we turn to a more chronic aspect of Haiti's misfortune. That's the sad conditions faced by many of its children. Specifically, we're going to focus on the children known as Restivex. The term Restivex literally means stay with. It's an old cultural institution in Haiti, one that nowadays often equates to child slavery. The UN estimates that 183,000 Haitian children are Restivex. Sabri Benachour of station WAMU visited a special school for these children and sends us this report.
You'd never know it was a school, but tucked down an alley near a pier in the slum of Cité Soleil is the Waf Jérémie School. It's about the size of a garage with sheet metal walls, tarp for a roof. Inside are about 100 children dressed in pink and maroon uniforms. That is where we found
Roselyne Days.
She's 15, and she's basically a slave.
Do you live with your mom and dad?
No, she says. She lives with a woman who she calls her aunt, but she's definitely not her aunt.
How did you get to live with this woman?
7 or 8 years ago, it was a Friday, Days remembers, this woman came to her home in the countryside. She told Day's parents that she didn't have any children of her own, that she wanted to adopt Roselyne, and promised to send her to school. Her mother wasn't totally happy with the idea, she says, and Day's didn't want to go, but her father said she had to, because it would mean she'd get a good education.
Where are they now? Have you seen your parents since?
No.
She doesn't even know exactly where they live. Contrary to what Day's parents were led to believe, Day's didn't go to school for 8 years. The woman who bought her has 4 children. Day's is responsible for bathing them, braiding their hair, dressing them, taking them to school. Then she has to do the washing, the cooking, the cleaning, everything there is to do around the house. The children aren't nice to her, she says. They don't respect her. They call her names just like their mother does, insulting Roselyne about her body, telling her she stinks. Sometimes the woman mistreats her, she says, beats her, swears at her. Days only started attending school this year, and only because neighbors started complaining. They told the woman she couldn't just keep Days shut up in the house all the time.
Does she ever hug you?
No.
Does she do your hair?
Yes, when I go to school, she'll do my hair. But if I'm not going to school, I have to do it myself, she says.
Are you mad at your parents?
No,
she says. They only made me go so I could go to school. They didn't know how this woman would treat me.
What makes you happy?
Nothing, she says. Nothing makes her happy. Because she's far from her mom and dad. No matter how hard things might be out in the countryside, she believes she would be happy there because they would be together. Roselyne Day's story is starting to look up a little bit. She's in school now. She can write her name, her parents' names. That's the only unusual part of her story, though, that she made it to school at all. Jorvel Luckner is a pastor who runs the school that Roselyne Days attends. He says life for some of Haiti's Restivex has only gotten harder in the months after the earthquake. When some families' homes collapsed, he says, they turned their Restivex out onto the street. Roselyne Days doesn't know what she'll end up doing in life. Most Restivex, skillless and illiterate, end up on the street or as domestic servants. Some even stay with their host family through their adult lives. Roselyne just holds out hope that maybe, one day, she'll see her family again. For The World, I'm Sabri Benachour in Cité Soleil, Haiti.